Do you have someone who is a Christian or non-Catholic in your life, or even someone who is not even Christian at all, and you want to introduce them to the Blessed Mother, but don't know how? A few weeks ago, I had this pretty interesting experience I want to share with you because I think it can provide some answers. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. So this is what happened. Towards the beginning of December, my daughter at the school that she's attending, they had a Christmas program, and it's a public school, and so they were hosting it at a non-denominational church that I had never heard of. I believe it's called Cypress Creek Church or something like that. So we were on the campus, and it's in the thumbnail, but I'm probably going to post a picture right here. And I was walking on the campus, and I saw these two banners, actually, of the Blessed Mother. Now, I always attend a Catholic church. So if I see a banner of the Blessed Mother at a church, I don't think twice. To me, it's normal. Mary at church, she's always there. But I thought, wait a minute, this place isn't Catholic. Why on earth do they have a banner of the Blessed Mother? And then it said, a Merry Christmas, reintroducing the Mother of Jesus during the season of Advent. So not only do they have the Blessed Mother, but they're talking about Advent. And then, not even that, but they also have the Greek title, the original title, one of the first titles that they had for the Blessed Mother in the church, Theotokos, which means the God bearer. And I've been thinking about that for several weeks. Why on earth would this church have that? So apparently, and I don't know if this is a movement or something going on, but God is doing something in the hearts of pastors, maybe in the U.S. or throughout the world, where somehow he's bringing about Mary into their minds and hearts. Perhaps this pastor is going to become Catholic. And as I reflected on that, I thought, now, this gives us a clue as how we can introduce Mary to others. And the church is teaching us this without us being aware. Now, if you look at the chronology of when the four Marian dogmas were defined, Mary, Mother of God, was defined sometime in the late 400s, 4 to 500s AD. And then, like in around 900, the perpetual virginity, the Assumption, the Immaculate Conception was in the 1850s, 1854. In the 1950s, the Assumption of Mary into heaven. And if you think about that, you could see that although the church has believed these all along, it took us a certain amount of time to kind of really define them. First this one, then this one, then this one, then this one. And they follow a logic where you could say the first one that the church defined was the first one that they were able to really fully understand. And if that was the first one that the church was able to fully understand, that's the first one that we should present to other people. The church even places it at the beginning of the year as if to say, consider this at the beginning. Don't consider Fatima. Don't consider this apparition. Don't consider the Immaculate Conception. Don't consider those. You're not ready yet. Consider first that she's Mary, Mother of God. That's something that you can sell to a Protestant. You can talk to them and say, hey, Jesus is God, right? Well, do you know that in the early church, they figured out Mary is his mother, he's God, she's Mary, Mother of God. Makes sense, right? And if they start thinking about that, they're opening the door of their minds, which then opens the door of their hearts, and Mary can come in. That pastor at that church, something like that happened, and he started probably doing his research and realized, wait a minute, the early church in like 431 or something like that defined this as Theotokos, to where he's even introducing it at his in his own church community. So if you have someone who is a non-Catholic in your life and you want to introduce Mary, start there. Mary, Mother of God, Theotokos. God is wanting all of us to love the Blessed Mother, because where Mary is, Jesus is coming into that person's life in all his fullness. She brings Jesus into the earth physically through the birth of Jesus, but also spiritually. Many of you already know this. So start at the beginning. Mary, Mother of God. I hope this helps you think about this. Look at the picture. Look at the thumbnail. God wants to do something. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.